here, brother. As always, it's very, very good to be here. This church is like our home congregation, like Athens. And I bring you greetings from the church in Athens, from the school in Athens. And by the way, I bring greetings from Steve Stamatis and Deborah. We saw them before coming here. We went to Missouri when they serve, and I taught to their congregation Wednesday. So we were like Nashville, Missouri, well, West Bend, Missouri, Colorado Springs, and the Monahans, like more than 2,000 miles in 4 days. But we are so glad to be here and to thank you for your support to the school in Athens and to us. And I'm here to share with you the great things God is doing through you in Athens. So you are our co-servants of the Lord. We serve the same God. We serve the same Lord. And we are thankful for your participation in our service, sharing your service to Jesus with us. As you know, we serve in Athens with the school. And I'll tell more about the school later, but we have been serving as the dean of school since 2010. So it's a long time. And we serve with the church too, Evru Church of Christ in Athens. We're a congregation of almost 200 members, you know, Greek-speaking and English-speaking congregation, separated but together, combined, there are over 200. So let me tell you some about Sonila and myself. As you see in the picture of the Beauty and the Beast. So we are both Albanian Americans, born and raised in Korçë, Albania. And we have been serving in Greece, in Athens, since 1996 with the church. Sonila has a teaching degree for elementary school. I have a biochemistry degree. And then I received my bachelor from the school that I serve now. And we have been baptized and married in the same day. This was 12 May, 1996. God has blessed us with the opportunity to serve him through all these years. And we have two children, Andrew and Christina. Both graduated from Lipscomb Applied Biochemistry. Andrew had his master's in business administration. And next week he'll start working for Lipscomb, back to Lipscomb again. Lab manager and teaching some classes in laboratories of chemistry. Christina majored last year in biochemistry and she started her pharmacy doctorate this year at Lipscomb. So three more to go after this. But what is important for them? They are both believers and they are very active in the church. They attend the Creedfall Church of Christ in Nashville and God has blessed us with faithful children. This is the important thing about them. Let me start by telling you things about COVID. I was discussing with Craig right now. And I want to, you know, to say how much I appreciate, you know, all your support. And every time we have something to discuss, I call Craig and we have online discussions and phone discussions. And I think, you know, Joel and Irma for having us in their house. Even that we are quite noisy. I wake up like 4:30 in the morning and make coffee. Thank you. Anyway, so let's start with the part that made the whole world stop, COVID. It was really hard in Greece. Greece had a total of 188 days of lockdown. And I mean total lockdown. You should send an SMS to the government and you'll receive an answer from them in order to go out of your home, even to go and buy bread. So you send the SMS, they say yes, and then you go. This happened for 188 days in Greece. We had 26 months of restriction for our gathering in the church and in the school. After the lockdown, Greece started to open slowly, and business started to open, restaurants, not the churches, not the religious gathering. A Greek government passed a law that if you are a religious organization or gathering, you need to have a space of 15 square meters, which is 160 square feet per person in order to go in this gathering. At the same time, people in the public transportation were packed like sardines. In nightclubs, movie theaters, packed. In the church, no, you need 15 square meters to get together. So who is doing this? You know the answer. Because of COVID, especially with the school, we lost many students because of COVID, because most of our students are international, they're not Greeks. Well, all of them actually right now. We just had a Greek Australian last month. And the Greek government, they supported only Greeks during the pandemic. So a lockdown, you cannot go to work. So how do you pay your rent? How do you eat? They had to go back down. So December 2019, 67 registered students. After COVID, September 2022, 15 registered students. We shrunk by 70%, but thank God this, well, I'll share more later, this started to change. As a church, we lost, you know, only two families have not come back yet, but they have elderly people in with health issues in their families, so understand them, the fear of COVID. So what happened during this time, Zoom become our regular platform, reaching students from all the world. Of course, as I said, we had three graduation during this time. So 220, this is online, the first graduation, five of them. And then 221, other five of them, online again. And this was in person this year in June 22. So 14 graduated, and we lost like 70%. So Zoom became our main tool in keeping the school and the church running for 26 months. Positive things. First, we made it. This is an important thing. We've made it. So no deaths among us. 100% of our students or our church members, they were sick with COVID, but no deaths among us. And we explored other ways of teaching. We have three students registered last month, Greek, Australian, Nigerian, and the third is Emily, and the Filipinos. So we're starting again. We're coming again. It's there. So what we did, this is how our class was for 26 months. Our regular platform was Zoom, reaching students from all over the world. And the good thing with Zoom is that you could have students from Belgium, Italy, Germany, Ghana at the same time. Not now that we open, but I don't like Zoom. So last week, four souls accepted Jesus that were baptized in the church in Athens through Zoom. So I will notice that I never share something with you, anything with you, during all these years about our work with the church in Athens, and I want to share some very short time for the work in Athens. As I said, we were through Zoom for 26 months, and this is how our church meetings look like for 36 months. Thank God we're back. We are back to our, you know, this is the Albanian group home Bible studies. This is English speaking home Bible studies, so we are back in our worship, in our home Bible studies. This is the baptism of Dita Solari from Albania. She's a member of our weekly Albanian Bible study. This is, was in July. And this is Dita's sister, Dori. And this was last week. Justina Ekeke, she's a member of the school. She's a student of the school. She was baptized last week for the remission of sins. So we are getting there even after the COVID. So let me share with you quickly this story of the church in Crete. We have a new church started in Crete last September. So the guys that you see in the picture, can I go somewhere to show it? It's okay. The little girl that you see at the end of the table, this is Christine, our daughter. So this picture is like 2004. From that moment, all these kids that we will talk later, they moved to Crete. They left Athens from 2004. Today, they are like 30 years old, 27. And I received a phone call, friend request. I'm not good with Facebooks. In the Facebook from Fenia, this girl that you see there next to Christina, and she wanted me to teach her friend, her co-student, about Revelation. So I started this Bible study with Crete, and they joined, four of them. So it's Mario and the rest of them. They are from 30 to 24, the four of them. Mario is a doctor. He's a medical doctor. And he's an engineer for boats. And the other two are studying natural science. So we're talking about brain power. And then this doctor, he is paralyzed. Yanis. He had an accident in the pool and he's paralyzed. So I went there, and then we used this pool for the baptism because it was difficult for him to get in. So to make this the story short, this is the baptism of Yanis. He's the one who's paralyzed, the doctor. Then this is his brother Zisis, and if you are wondering if the water was enough to cover them, yes, it was. So this is Marius, Fenia. So what do I see? And a lot of, you know, happy moments. What do I see here? I see a new church started in Crete, and we'll continue to serve them. So because of time, I prepared some more pictures to show you about our life in Athens with the church, but I don't have the right time right now. Oh, I like this one. This is in Korça, Albania. We go in VBS there in Korça, Albania to serve, and usually I serve with the preaching and teaching the VBS team in the morning and babysitting. So, and I'm good on putting people to sleep. All preachers do it. So, the baby's sleeping there. So this is VBS in Korça. So again, this one here, what we do in Korça, we will gather all the children to have a performance, and we'll bring their parents, and they will connect the parents with the church. So when we leave, there is a pool for the church to work with after the VBS. This is the blind community of Korça that are members of our church in Korça, Albania. This were my parents. My mom, she passed away on November 2020. My father is blind, and I'm very sensitive about blind people. And this is our last meeting in Rome with Albanian preachers. Now, this is Christina, our daughter, in the VBS. I wanted to see, for the picture, share with you. This is the VBS in Athens, and Christina is in the middle of it. And she's preaching and teaching the children in three languages: Albanian, Greek, and English. So because these kids there, they speak three different languages. So our daughter Christina is there doing this, you know, during the VBS in Albania. So now let's go in the service with the school. Now, I believe that every school is not measured by the building or the activities. I believe that each school is measured by what the graduates are doing. So what I want to do with you today, I want to share with you some of our graduates, what they are doing. So this is what we call the Hall of Fame, and I see that you have a similar there. Good, wonderful. So there are 115 graduates during these 23 years of the school in Athens. And to understand it better, look at this map. With blue is Athens. The stars are congregations served all over the world. There are 31 congregations in 20 different nations where our graduates have served or continue to serve. Greece, Albania, Romania, Bulgaria, Russia, Germany, Belgium, Spain, Denmark, France, England, Netherlands, Ghana, Nigeria, Cameroon, Congo, Ethiopia, Kenya, Ukraine, and Pakistan. So all these nations, congregations of these nations are served from the work that you are supporting in Athens. And this is what God is doing through you in Athens. Others are still with us in Athens, mainly with every Church of Christ congregation, but serving also with other congregations in Athens. It's not a requirement that you are a member of the Church of Christ when you come and register with the school. To me, you can be an atheist and come and to register with the school. The word has its own power. So every one of them is baptized for the remission of sin going through the school. So let's talk about, you know, graduates. First of all, let's start with myself. I'm one of the graduates, 2004. When the school moved to our church building back in 2000, I remember the dean then was Jim Stamatis, and he'll come to me and say, "Well, Benny, will you study with us?" I was preaching for like 4 years with the Greek congregation. I said, "Jim, I've been preaching for 4 years. Why do I need a school?" See, usually ignorance comes with arrogance. And I'm glad that, you know, Jim was very persistent about it. And I went through the school. And in 2004, I graduated. And then I was called by the dean of that time, 2005, was Daryl, to start teaching with the school. And then I taught from 2005 till 2010. When Dean was Ron Kretz, and then after this I continue to teach and to be the Dean of the school till today. So I am a product of the school. Let's talk about other graduates. Peter and Peace. Let me tell you their story. Peter and Peace Souza. Peter is a graduate of 2014. I saw in him from the beginning a pure servant heart combined with a desire to study the word, and I started to give him responsibilities. He was the head of the student's body, he was monitoring video classes, and later he started teaching in the school. In October 2015, they were married, Peter and Peace, and they have two wonderful daughters today, Chukwamaka and Chika, and they are hyperactive. They are everywhere. So Peter is really a blessing for our congregation and our school. He's a great asset in God's service in Athens. He serves with the church and with the school full time. I can't tell enough for Peter. He is very evangelistic. He will very evangelistic among his countrymen. This is baptism of Manuel and Isaac from Nigeria. He will go around and speak to people. This is baptism of Justin from Germany. So Peter is a great asset. He works with the school. He works with the church. We are so blessed from him. He is one of our graduates. Another one, Victor. Probably, and you have seen many pictures of Victor in your bulletin, baptizing people in the river. This is Victor. Victor Babaola Akande, Nigeria. Victor is a graduate of June 2006. And he was always a very good, you know, preacher and teacher. Looking at his good skills, we invited him to come and start working with us in the school and with the church. And he served as an instructor with the school and served with every congregation from 2013 to 2016. Very, very good teacher. One of the best teachers we ever had. Very evangelistic. He will keep evangelizing in Athens. And in 2015, he decided to go back to Nigeria. It was a loss for us, but it was again for God. So there was another field that he was serving. So what he will do, he went back, and this is his grandmother's house that was abandoned. This is how it looked like inside. He renovated, and he started a school of preaching there. And what he did, he will take the students or the members of the graduation, of congregation, and they'll go in what they call open-air preaching. So they will build a podium like this everywhere and start preaching with great results. See, everywhere in open-air preaching, good news everywhere. So he will baptize people in the rivers, and they have even a baptistry in his house that they use. So very evangelistic. And this is their church building that you see in the back. This is Church of Christ in Ibokun. And I like this church building, really. So Victor, very evangelistic, a great asset in God's hand, one of our graduates. Rosemary. I should end by 11:15. 30? Okay, good. Yes, I have the time. So Nila is like, don't say it. Usually I say that I come from Athens when people will preach for like till midnight and people will start falling out of windows. And so Nila was like, no, don't say it. So we don't have windows here, we're good. Rosemary, Odhiambo Rosemary, Kenya. She's a graduate of 2017. She was baptized in September 2016. And she is the person with the biggest heart I've ever seen in my life. You know that through you we have this program that we help the students who are going through the school, who don't have anything to eat, so we buy some food so they can go through the week. And she would take her portion, cook the portion, a family of five, okay? And she used half of it for her family, half of it she'll take and spread it in the streets with the immigrants, with the refugees. And she had nothing. So this was noticed by us, was noticed by NGOs in Athens, and people start donating on her. And then we came with Sunset, and we start supporting Rosemary. And this is how her center looks like. And graduates and, you know, students of the school will go there and help with the refugees. And here is, you know, our son Andrew and me cooking. Not the best cook, but still something. So, a funny Andrew here. Then we will cook in the center and then go and distribute it in the streets for the refugees. And the Greek government, the policy they follow with the refugees is like dumb them. And they have to leave Greece because there is no way they can live here. So for many of them, the food that was offered through, you know, Rosemary service, it was the only food. So the streets, you see, there are children there taking food. Young people, old people. Look at this picture. And the same we do in the center, just serve in the center food. And there are English classes through WEI, World English Institute, that will teach Bible, English through the Bible, that are taking place in the center, or children classes. And you teach them skills, different skills. Volunteers will come from all over the world and teach them different skills. Here is a computer class in the center. So, Rosemary, another graduate of the school, serving in Athens. Sylvester. Raka Sylvester, Pakistan. A graduate of 2019. Very interesting story. There are almost 200,000 Pakistani people in Athens. And through all these years, we've been praying to God to open a door for us toward this direction. And Sylvester was God's answer to our prayers. God answered prayers in strange ways. So we have a prison, well, we had prison ministry because we could not rebuild it after the COVID. We're still trying to rebuild it. We had a prison ministry in Athens. And this is where I met Sylvester, in the prison. Sylvester was a Catholic priest in Pakistan. Strange enough, he started to study the Bible. And he found out that what they were doing was not in the Bible. And he moved to the denominational world. And because of it, he was persecuted, he and his family. So he will move to Turkey, and from Turkey he wanted to go to Athens, to Greece. And he was arrested in the island of Kos by the Greek police because he was the only one in the boat who could speak English and Urdu, which is their language. And the Greek police, they had a translator without paying him by arresting him. So this is how I found him in the prison. A person that was arrested because he could speak two languages, so they didn't want to pay the translator. We worked in the during the prison ministry with him, and I saw, you know, abilities, potentials in him. Of course, he was released when he went to the court because there was nothing to against him. And when he came out of the prison, the first thing he did, he was baptized for the remission of sins. Then he registered with a school, and he started working with Rosemary in the beginning, serving together with her. Very evangelistic. Bible study. A Pakistani group in his home in Athens. Here he's teaching and preaching together with Peter. Pakistani people. And this is in Pakistani embassy in Greece. Teaching there. He is in the podium teaching them. He used the balcony of his house or terrace of his house to preach the gospel. This from the same place. And he is very evangelistic, you know, baptizing fellow Pakistani people, baptizing Indians. This is baptism of Poonam and Vikram from India, because I speak in Urdu. Now he's working with Sunset, translating study guides, materials of Sunset, from English to Urdu. So it's great work there. Kamran. Iqbal Kamran, Pakistan again. A graduate of 2020. This was the first graduating class through Zoom. Interesting story. I was contacted like 5 years ago from Sister Beth Richardson in the middle, from Alma Church of Christ in Phoenix, Arizona. She was working with the refugees in Greece. She was there serving the refugees. She went back to US and she called me. She said, well, I have a student for you. I said, oh, nice, great, send him. She said, but we have a little problem. What's the problem, Beth? She said, the problem is that he cannot read or write in any language. I said, Beth, we give bachelor degrees. How in the world can somebody have somebody who cannot write and read in my school? No way. Well, try to find a solution. God always has a solution. What we decided? We decided that for 1 year, Beth would work with him to teach him how to read and write, and I would allow him for 1 year to be part of the school auditing only. He'll be in the class, not asking questions, nothing, just staying there and watch the lessons. He did it. In the first test he took, he graded as a first year student of the elementary school. 3 months later, another test was given to him, and his exam result was for a sixth grade person in 3 months. Imagine the desire, the eagerness to learn, to write, to read. Still some difficulties with him in memory verses. Memory verse was fun because I would open an Urdu Bible. I don't know Urdu, but written with Latin words, you know, letters. And he would tell me the memory verses. I would read. What is this? Kamran, this is how you pronounce funny. Thank you, Kamran. I'm trying to understand what you're saying. Anyway, so he did it. After 4 years, it took 4 years for him. But he graduated. And here is, they live together with Sylvester in the same house. Very good friend, very good friend. And Sylvester was like a father, like a tutor to him during all these years. So he graduated. He graduated. And what did he do? He went back in Pakistan. He lives in a province of 30,000 people, and he said, out of this 30,000 people, no one can read or write. And I will go and read to them the Bible, he said. I will tell them what the Bible exactly says, because people will come and say, this is what the Bible says, but no one can control them. And he starts preaching there and teaching. Here is in his home in Athens, Greece, and here is baptism in Greece, before going back home. And he went back home preaching the gospel. Here is Kamran in Pakistan preaching the gospel, the place that he was born and raised. And the congregation that he serves now has almost 50 members. Of course, they still, you know, cover their heads because of the culture they have. But it's amazing to see that God is serving them through Kamran, who could not read and write before coming to school. Then he married Anne from Arizona on February 14th of 2020. And they have a son today. This is Kamran, one of our graduates in Pakistan. Let's meet another one. We have time for one more. Vahid. Vahid Behari, Iran, a graduate of November 2021. He was supported during his school years from a couple in Nashville. This is Scott and Susan Sanders that supported him. Very evangelistic, even when he was a student, especially among young people of his age. He is, you know, the spirit of the company every time they're there. He's a joy to be around. And you can tell this from the picture. So he's always with young people, teaching and preaching to them. And right now we are in the process of starting broadcasting 24 hours in Farsi language. And we'll have him having teaching and preaching in Farsi language for people from Iran, Tajikistan, and Afghanistan. They speak Farsi. So this is Vahid, another graduate of the school. And you know that we are helping the students in need, and this is part of what you are supporting. And Greece has been in trouble for the last, you know, many years. So how we do it? So look at this. This is our Prius. And Prius is considered a small car? Not really. Look at this car. So it's a full car, and we still have two more cars to fit in. How can it be done? Like this. So we'll buy this where there is on sale, then take it to the church building, and prepare packages with it, refrigerate what is needed to refrigerate it. Always a teamwork with the graduates and the students. And this is how the entrance of the church building or a school building looks like when they come and when they leave. There is nothing left there. But what is important, and then sometimes we distribute them for those who have no cars, most of them don't, it's always a teamwork. And it's a place for the graduates and the present students to work for, to help, to train, to be servants. So I wish we had more time to share, but this was in very short, an eagle view of what we are doing in Athens. Of course, if you have questions, you want to learn more, we'll be here during Potluck. Come and meet us. We're glad to explain more. Again, I want to close with what I start with. Thank you for sharing your service to Jesus with us. All these stories, all these people that are reached, of course, God could use something else, but it's done through you sharing your service with us. Thank you. God bless you all.